Greetings. I'm Sybilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about Southwest Michigan. Tell us what you're wondering about at WMUK.org. Dean Knuth noticed it years ago, a marker on Douglas Avenue in semi-rural Kalamazoo County in the front yard of an old brick house just below the Allegan County line. It's in stone with a plaque
that notes where the toll gate was on the old toll road.
This wasn't just any toll road. It was a plank road, one of hundreds of wooden roadways built in the U.S. in the 19th century. The plank roads made travel quicker and easier, and yet they struggled to stay in business. According to the marker, this toll was built in 1852, but it closed just 16 years later.
And I don't know why it got started or why it stopped when it did. So I've just driven by it for years and never had a chance to ask anyone the question.
Dean also wonders about the old brick house behind the marker and whether it played a role in Plank Road history. We'll come back to that question. First, Dean and I head to the Allegan County Historical Society in downtown Allegan for some background on the Plank Road.
The road between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo was a nightmare in those days.
The Historical Society's Mark Lovett says before the Plank Road, there was no direct route to Grand Rapids. And as on other unfinished roads, travelers would have faced dust, ruts, and axle-swallowing mud. Lovett says people tried various improvements, starting with the boggy spots.
They would throw in brush and then logs and stuff, and they would drive over that. And then they refined that by doing what they called the corduroy roads, which were more just logs laid.
Then people started edging the logs to make a smooth surface.
But then the plank roads came along. Then what they do is they'd put a stringer on either side, running parallel with each other, and then they would put the boards across it.
And voila, a dryish, fairly even road. Sounds great, but who's going to build it? Not the state, which regulated highways in the mid-1800s, but did little to provide them, according to the Michigan History Center. It mostly fell to private companies to build Michigan's plank roads. That's why many of them had tolls, so investors could hopefully earn a dividend. Kalamazoo had two wooden roads. One went most of the way to Three Rivers. The other one went from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids. The plank road cut travel time between the villages from 2 days to one. And one of the stops on that road was on Douglas Avenue, by a brick house, the site of the marker that caught Dean's eye.
It's a very unique house.
That's Paul Sugas. He and his wife Penny are the current residents. Over the years, they've put together a file of articles and historical documents on the toll road. Here's Paul Sugas explaining about the toll gate itself.
In one of these, it's described as a covered barn that went across the road.
Oh, it was that elaborate.
He had a... a draw or whatever.
So that you, like a gate that you had to go through.
Right,
so you couldn't
just
blow through the toll. You had
right,
to
yeah. You had to stop, and if someone wasn't tending it, you had to walk up to the house.
While we can't confirm it, it's possible travelers rang this old mechanical doorbell. The house, as Dean reads in one account, was the official tollmaster's residence.
During the seasons of 1855 and 1856, A.P. Ware and his wife, Anna, kept the toll gate and sold tobacco, cigars, and beer to wayfarers.
Things could get tense on the road. Dean reads a description from a descendant of the Wares.
She notes that plank road etiquette required that the lighter load was supposed to leave the road and let the other one pass, which sometimes meant that they'd get stuck in the mud. So they occasionally would have some pretty contentious confrontations between people hauling things.
Dean wants to know why the Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids toll road didn't last longer. First, it's likely that investors, like other plank road owners around the country, got swamped by the cost of keeping up the surface. Claims that the roads would last for years with few repairs turned out not to be true. And as Kalamazoo got more and more train service and the plank road became less essential, investors had another reason to abandon the tolls, as they did in the late 1860s. The failure of the plank roads was tough on people like Epaphroditus Ransom of Kalamazoo County, the namesake of Ransom Street and Michigan's 7th governor. Mark Lovett at the Allegan County Historical Society says Ransom was big on plank roads.
Yeah, and he lost his shirt, because he was one of the biggest investors, and when it went bottom up, he went with it.
That leads Dean to reflect.
Sounds like governors and road infrastructure in Michigan have been inextricably linked for over a century.
Yeah, they just kept telling him, fix the damn road.
From wooden roads to climate change, we hope you'll tell Why's That? What you notice in Southwest Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Sybilla Mann.